looking for SHRIVEL.
SHRIVEL.
Yeah.
Hmm. Shrivel.
Yeah, okay. And you mentioned some leafy vegetables, I think cabbage and lettuce also. What would you say, talking about beans, you have to do to beans to get the hull off them?
Shell.
All right. And I don't think you identified the specific types of beans that you grew in your garden.
Butter beans, snap beans, lima beans, well, lima beans, butter beans, primarily the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
About all I can think of.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Say if you wanted me to go to the store to get you some lettuce, you'd ask me to go get 2 heads
of lettuce.
All right. Have you ever heard of a man refer to his children as having so many heads of children? I've got 5 head of children, or heads of children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How would, give me a sentence that would be typical.
I haven't heard the phrase. Well, I've heard the phrase, not constantly.
Yeah.
Well, I got, really the phrase I've heard is mouths.
Hmm.
I got 10 mouths of mouths to feed.
Mm-hmm. I see. But not
head.
Not head so no. much. Okay. If a man has a good many children, like 5 boys, 5 girls,
mm-hmm.
see, that fellow just has a whole lot of children.
A bunch of.
Yeah. You ever hear the word passive use that way?
I've heard the word, but not to the extent where I would use it.
Mm, I see. Mm-hmm. Well, it's just pronunciation anyway, so you would...
Oh, passel.
Yeah, okay. But you don't use that.
No.
All right. Talking about corn, that outside covering on an ear of corn, you call that the...
Shuck.
All right. What about the stringy stuff on the ear that you brush off?
The silk.
And there's something that grows right out the top of the corn stalk. I think it's used.
Oh, the head of the corn, I don't know.
Okay, this is again, the stringy stuff, I think, used in the pollination process.
I understand what you're saying. I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of the name of it.
Okay, it's just pronunciation, too. T-A-S-S-E-L.
Tassel.
Yeah, okay. And what would you call corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob? After it's cooked, of course.
corn on the cob.
All right. Would you ever call it sweet corn, or have you heard roasting ears?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
Roasting ears.
Yeah, okay. And something else that you see around Halloween a lot, big orange thing?
Pumpkins.
Yeah. And what about different kinds of melons that grow around Crowder?
Watermelons, cantaloupes.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a mushmelon or a muskmelon?
Well, when I say cantaloupe, I'm referring to mushmelons.
That's the same thing.
Same thing.
All right. And these little things look like little umbrellas when they're little open umbrellas.
Mm-hmm.
They grow wild.
Mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
No.
What about the kind that are really bad for you? Frog stew, toad stew.
Oh yeah, I heard that term.
Which one?
Toad stew.
Or a bad mushroom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this phrase, if a man has a very sore throat, he might try to eat a piece of steak, but he just couldn't
swallow.
Okay.